Time now for our weekly preview of Metro Atlanta literary events for the coming week with Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. This first event that we discuss features an author who ventured across the world at age 35 and then wrote a book about it.
The first author coming in is Chris Guillebeau, and his book is The Happiness of Pursuit. So Guillebeau's book is about his quest to visit every country, and I think by giving it the name of a quest, it becomes a little less trivial, a little more rooted in identity, I think. And he talks about that identity, and he also talks poignantly in this book about the wistfulness that comes from accomplishing it, and when that purpose goes away. You know, once you've done it, what happens then? In the process of going and visiting every country in the world, he also finds himself encountering these other people, which he terms questers, including a DJ who's trying to make the world's largest symphony, a young widower who's completing the tasks that his wife had left behind when she died, or a teenager who sets out to cross the ocean on his own. I think it's going to be a really wonderful talk, and maybe people will walk out of their out of this reading, rethinking what they're going to be doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Chris Guillebeau is at Acapella Books tomorrow at 7:00, and again, the name of the book is The Happiness of Pursuit.
Charles Lewis's latest book is looking at the various ways in which truth can be manipulated and even distorted by governments, corporations, and even lone individuals.
Lewis's new book is called 935 Lies, The Future of Truth and the Decline of America's Moral Integrity. He's documenting a kind of American history over the past 50 years through the lens of media manipulation, and pointing out that although many people thought that the Bush administration was kind of the high point of that kind of manipulation, that the current administration, that the Obama administration, has in fact really turned it into a science. You know, part of the issue is that the truth comes out eventually, but it's beyond the time when it has any effect on policy or answerability to the individuals in question. We have a little clip of Charles Lewis talking about this trend on C-SPAN.
It's a fairly significant question. If we don't know the truth about any issue and when it's happening, and we only find it out later, years later, decades later, then we actually have no idea what's going on generally. And that's deeply disturbing. And how do you anticipate the problems of the 21st century and actually address them if you don't know the facts in real time?
It's a very controversial argument, but it is certainly time to have that conversation. So Charles Lewis is going to be at the Carter Library on Thursday at 7:15. Again, the name of his book is 935 Lies, The Future of Truth and the Decline of America's Moral Integrity.
Darren, our final author appearance this week is by a man who is no stranger to public television or public radio audiences.
Yes, Tavis Smiley is going to be at the Carter Library on Wednesday, and he's going to be talking about his book, Death of a King. The book chronicles the last year of Martin Luther King's life and kind of the controversy around it. We have an interesting clip from Book TV of Tavis Smiley talking about one of the more controversial statements that King made.
King delivers this speech beyond Vietnam, and he uses a phrase that gets him demonized by the American media the very next morning. And the phrase in the speech is this. He refers to his country, the U.S. of A., as the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today.
The thing about Martin Luther King Jr., he's become such an icon and almost deified in the years since his death, but he's thought of in a very kind of singular way. But near the end of his life, he continued to push the boundaries of what his mission was and to go after America as the world's largest purveyor of violence was alienating to a lot of his base. So Tavis Smiley kind of is examining those changes up to his assassination. Again, the name of the book is Death of a King. The author is the great Tavis Smiley. He's going to be at the Carter Library Wednesday at 6:00.
Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival with this week's book events across Metro Atlanta. We talked about three authors visiting Atlanta this week: Chris Guillebeau, Charles Lewis, and Tavis Smiley. If you'd like to know more, check out our website, wabe.org/citycafe.